Kathy Borich, the director, said the group was set up just recently.
We specifically focus on the needs for Wasatch County homeless pets, working primarily out of the Huber Animal Shelter, but with residents down here. And we are working to keep the Huber City Animal Shelter no-kill and to find forever homes that for the animals that come into the shelter and into our care. Just within the last year, we've been able to find homes and rehome over 300 animals, and that includes dogs, cats, horses, and different livestock, and even things like peacocks and geese.
They will be hosting a casino party this Saturday, August 3rd, at the Red Ledges Golf Course from 6 to 10 p.m. By the way, it's legal in Utah.
We hired this company called Casino Parties of Utah, and they come in and they set up blackjack, craps, roulette. And what's nice about it is it's all play money. It's fun. You know, it's a fun time. It's a casino-like event. And they're there to instruct people. So if people don't feel comfortable going to the regular, you know, Vegas or something like that, these people will work, you know, help you if you've never played, say, craps before or something and you want to learn how to do that. Or if you're a pro at poker, you can sit at one of the poker tables and play against your peers all night long.
She said they hope to get 100 people, and so far 65 have signed up. She said the admission is $100.
And that includes dinner, which is catered by Majestic Grill. It's going to be really good. We're having steak, shrimp, chicken, you know, and all the sides and everything. And then two drinks. We'll have beer and wine at the event, as well as soft drinks. And then 100 playing credits. And so when you come in, you start with 100 credits with your admission. And that gives you an opportunity to win prizes that we have donated by local businesses, including things like weekend at St. Regis with, you know, dinner at the J&G Grill or a round of golf at Red Ledges and things like that.
For tickets or more information, you can go online to pflu.org. Borich said the group works out of the local shelter.
The days that the shelter is closed, our volunteers work there and making sure that the animals are fed and cared for. We're in the shelter pretty much every day. We pull dogs and cats from there. We immunize everyone that comes into the shelter. We take care of their medical needs if that's required. We spay and neuter every animal that comes into the shelter. And we work in partnership, too, with Friends of Animals. They pull a lot of our dogs and cats for us, which is really nice.
She talked about some of the dogs available for adoption.
We've got a purebred Rottweiler. If anybody's a Rottweiler fan, his family had to move out of state and they couldn't take her with, and she's absolutely gorgeous, 2 years old. We have a terrier mixed puppy, probably mostly Jack Russell, that is just absolutely adorable. And that dog will be available for adoption tomorrow. And we've got a lot of kittens. If anybody's looking for a kitten, we have kittens down at the shelter. $5 since we have so many of them. And we take care of spaying and neutering them and immunizing them.
Kathy Borich from Paws for Life. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.